1939, the war started, and we got these evacuees doing well. I'm not kidding. They were stone mad. They came for Govan Hill and Garbles and Govan, Chooker Hill. They're the wildest boys you ever saw in your life. We could hardly communicate with them. Didn't know what they were saying or anything about them. They're really wild characters. And some of them had navy blue stockings with two white lines at the top. Well, we were fascinated with them because we thought they were football socks. You see, we thought this was tremendous. And then there was a couple of them had Superman jerseys. Well, we'd never heard anything like this because it was all film fun stuff we were getting. Laurel and Hardy, and, well, no, them, our gang and all these, Steve Lord Snooty and that, would have been, if there was a Beano in the 80s. But their boys were getting parcels for America. And imagine they'd Captain America and all this, and Superman, wow, they had these jerseys. Mathers was their name, Tom and Davy. One of them stayed doing it Mill Third, and one of them was actually killed there with Bibby's truck. He came belting out of Rodin on a bike, and Bibby's truck killed him. The brother, Davy, went back up to Glasgow, and he eventually captained Partick Thistle, so he must have been a fair football player in his day. There was also some Jews evacuated to the area. At Bridge of Dee, at the big house, Green Hall, there was a Jewish family there. It used to be Montgomery's, had horses, a lot of horses and that there. And the daughter married somebody, Jaffa, so her name was Mrs. Jaffa, obviously. And when the Jews were evacuated here, they came from Hill Head in Glasgow. They went to stay with the Jewish families, you know. So there was three prominent, there was Jeremy Isaacs, Raphael Isaacs, and Michael Isaacs. Now, Jeremy, in post-war years, went into television when it started, and he became the director of Channel 4 when it started, and I think he's currently with the Shakespeare Theatre, that round theatre thing in London, so he was a big wheel in the television world, you know. There was also another couple, Melville Allsburg and his sister, I can't remember her name. They stayed in a little cottage across the road from Nether Hall, but along a wee bit, with a lady, Katie Mulvey. The first lot came, Gordon McVicar was one of them, and oh, he was a right snooty character. They came from Hill Head, and nobody kind of liked them at all. They were just too snooty. But then we got the guys from Govan, as I said earlier, and one of them was Leonard Selly. His father had a chip shop in Govan Cross, and him and I had a terrible fight this day up in the hill, because we couldn't deal with our evacuees. And what a fight we had, and then we got separated, and when I went down to him, here he's sitting in our living room. He'd been evacuated to us, I didn't know it, so we had to get the arguing sorted it, and not stop the fighting and everything. Well, to this day we still communicate, and I used to get up to Glasgow. The reason we went up to Glasgow, because my Uncle Frank had got his trucks back, and later on, either Leonard come down with the trucks, or we went up to Glasgow, I went up to Glasgow, or some of the boys went up again, and we'd meet Leonard up in the city, or he'd come down here, and we kept up quite a good friendship. And he married an Irish girl, and they emigrated to New York, and to Buffalo, New York, and he's currently where, he was in California, but I think he's moved to way another side of America now, to be near his son. He had a son, and his son had a grandchild, and there in Texas, his son worked with Boeing aircraft, and he moved away, so I think Leonard and his wife would move away along with them, or, you know, to be near them. Stop. Of course, there was other evacuees. One of them, I can't remember his name, they called him the Wild Man from Borneo. He stayed in a place, Chooker Hill, which was just in the borders between Govan and Ibrox. And he was a wild character, him. He used to run away from the school. You could see him away in the distance, running through the fields, climbing over dikes, and the headmaster would have to send boys to catch him and bring him back and give him the strap and everything. And then there was also evacuees called Holdsworth and Hillingsworth. and Spears. My mother had a boy called Johnny Spears. He came from, it's away in the north of Glasgow, Chicken Hill. No, Postal Park, Stonyhurst Street, Postal Park. He was with us for a while. Well, they fitted in okay, you know, and then the gradually got away back to Glasgow. But they'd never seen sheep or horses or cows or fields of carrots. Or when Leonard's sisters also were evacuated here, two of them, Rosalie and Natalie, and they were away down at Burnrechen, that's on the road up to Och Lane, across the wee bridge across the burn. And his mother come down this day. You know, she's come down two or three times. He was only here just over a year, mind. But anyway, the mother come down a couple of times. She'd maybe get a lift down with the lorry, I can't mind. And we took her down to see the children doing it, her daughters came in. They were going through this field of carrots in her. Well, she was that excited. She'd never seen carrots grow in her life. So when she come back, we've taken stuff to the kids. We filled her case with carrots and turnips and stuff. Boy, was she excited about this. She couldn't get back to Glasgow quick enough to tell her pals about this stuff, you know.